All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Call to order the technical committee meeting for the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization. Today is August 6th, 2015. First item on the agenda, approval of minutes from the previous meeting. Need a motion? Got a motion or a second? Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Move on to old business, project update, Pam.
All right, in your package you'll find the project update. I'll go through the things that have changed since last time we met. Washington Avenue, Weinbach Avenue intersection project is currently under construction and in the first of six construction phases. The storm sewer trunk line and the Washington Avenue pipe crossing installation is complete. Covert Avenue road diet, the consultant has submitted stage one plan design to the city for review. On page two, the Lord Express by pedestrian overpass, the MSE wall construction is ongoing. On the south side, it's approximately 90% complete, and on the north side, it's approximately 35% complete. For the Greenway Passage Project, the high rail corridor, topographic field survey is underway. T-couple Safe Routes to School project, construction is approximately 95% complete with all concrete poured, and it's looking really nice. I don't know if anybody's been by there, but we've seen some pictures of it. It looks really good. Green River Road widening, Millersburg to Kansas Road. Final inspection was planned for yesterday. Was that help?
Yes.
Did you have that? Okay. Anything of interest to report?
Just minor punch list items. Overall, everything looks pretty good.
Green River Road, Kansas to Greenville and Harmony. A public design hearing is scheduled for this evening at 5:30. It's going to be held at the North Woods Church. That's on Green River Road, north of Kansas. The update on the Newburgh Rivertown Trail is left over from last month, but it's so exciting we're going to say it again. Pavement design has been approved for the Rivertown Trail. 41 Lloyd Expressway Interchange. Current construction phase is open two lanes of traffic in each direction on the Lloyd, and a pedestrian bridge was set in place July 24th. And then in talking with Doug from the City of Henderson, the Sand Lane Safe Routes to School project is on page 5. It is currently out for bid, and the letting is August 24th. Does anybody have any questions about any of those or any of our other projects?
I just wanted to update everyone on Burkhart Road to nailing at night. There's paving at night also. Don't go shopping after at night.
All right, if there's no more questions, we move on to new business. Fiscal year 2016 through 2019 TIP amendment with Craig.
We do have a new approved TIP covering those years, and here is an amendment to it. We are adding a project that Warren County has requested. The DES number is 1592154. That is for a Safe Routes to School project there near Castle Middle and High School. Trail construction along Van Road from 261 to Casey Road and along Casey Road from Oak Grove Road to South of Van. We're adding a project for preliminary engineering in fiscal 16. You see the fiscal cost there, and that's the update on that.
Any questions? Do we have a motion for approval? Mm-hmm. First, have a second. Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carries. On to public comment. Does anyone have any comments?
Good evening, for the Easter Seals. I'd just like to formally thank the MPO and specifically Rock Schaefer for administrating the 5310 grant that enabled us to get our new hurricane vehicle. It's pretty.
I wanted to mention too, I've got several people from KYTC Central Office with me today. We are having some more stakeholder meetings this afternoon on the access management project on US 41 over in Henderson. So we've got a couple more meetings this afternoon on that. One more step forward.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up too. We probably need to give a little overview after they're done of the consultant. Because they're doing a really good job. They're really good.
Maybe the next meeting we can talk about it more.
Some of the comments that come in is like, we need to be real.
Surprise.
Exactly.
Do you want to introduce us here?
Oh, not really. This is Mikhail and this is Shane. They are both on the, they're in the planning division with me and they're both our two co-project leaders.
Co-project manager on the 41
with Nick. With Nick, okay.
Okay.
And we also have a lovely intern with us today. He's been interning all over the cabinet for what? A month? Oh, that long. Wow. Okay. So he's been traveling around the cabinet for a few months.
Just keep with a short agenda, I guess we've got time to go around the table so they know who we are too. Well, say it to do that with them
here.
Jenna
Boaz with the Grad Office.
Carol Hagedorn with the Economic Development Coalition in Southwest Indiana.
Beth Jones with KYTC.
Melissa Vogel, Arts of Evansville.
Angie Higgins, East Field Career Center.
Nick Hall, District
2. Carrie Aiken with Evansville NPO.
Doug Brown, Engineer for City of Henderson.
Cam Crawford with NPO.
Brian Schmidt, City Engineer for the City of Evansville.
Craig Lipke with the NPO.
John Sowell, Vandenberg County Engineer.
Aaron Schieffer with Evansville NPO. Mara Lane with NPO.
Shooting out of Evansville NPO.
Andy Chamberlain with the Evansville Police Department.
James Swanson from Orlando.
Scott Lowe with the
Campbell Delphine from ITC Plant.
Rob Schaefer from Bolivia.
Karen Tavares in Los Angeles.
Really?
Jackie
Schmidt, First Group Engineer.
Jason Orange. District 2 Plant in St. Louis.
Well, anything else? Any other comments, questions? If not, motion to adjourn.
Well, someone